broadcasting from Indianapolis, Indiana.
USA.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites.
Forgotten Favorites.
On a worldwide legend.
The voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, a very good evening from Southwest Florida, where the weather is postcard perfect. Jeff, how are you?
I am doing just fine. The weather is postcard. Wait a second. Who does postcards anymore? It's postcard imperfect here, but it will get perfect in the next few weeks. But we can't say that. We have a whole panel here. But rather than introduce the whole panel, we know everyone's here. Everyone's here who's been here for the last few weeks. Robert is back from California. He's here again. They're all here. And I think Mike is here out in Indiana. Mike out there in Indiana as well.
Yes, sir.
We've got a lot of radio news this week. We've got news from Cumulus. We have news from all over the world, basically, essentially. And it's going to be a very busy podcast this week, and we've got some very special things. If you like Gene Shepherd, you're going to hear that. If you like air checks of WRQX in Washington, D.C., you're going to hear that. If you want to hear a featured station, you're going to hear that. So stay tuned and enjoy the All Things Radio podcast. And we'll say good evening. Bring it over to Mike out in Indiana. Mike, how are you doing today? And maybe you have some topics that you think that we should be talking about as well, if you can hear us.
I guess so. I just watched this gentleman, Sook, the president of the NextStar, win the award, the Golden Mike Award, for helping out his employees in Florida after Hurricane Michael. And but it was kind of neat. It went from one station, and by the end of this year, it could be one of the largest TV groups in the country.
And one of the topics we could talk about, and I'm noticing this, and they've been talking about it on the local talk shows here in Albany on the radio, is the idea of what do we do about people who have been involved in let's say criminal activity or accused of it. Stations I've noticed are hearing that they're banning now, or they're not playing songs by Michael Nelson, by R. Kelly and by Michael Jackson. And should this be done or should it not be done? So we could talk about this after the radio news as well. We've talked about this many years ago. They banned Cat Stevens songs from the radio for a while because he's part of the Islamic faith, and he was making very anti-Israeli comments and supporting the terrorist organizations at some point. So we could talk about that as well. But, Bill, I think we'll turn it over to you, and we can get our radio news started.
Let's get that award-winning news started right now.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. A deal between iHeartMedia and EMF Broadcasting benefits both parties. Cumulus makes job cuts in Indianapolis, Indiana. And finally, we'll let you know what's happening on the street. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting and iHeartMedia, as well as Cumulus made news. In the world of broadcasting, deals are always consummated, and here's a deal that benefits iHeartMedia and EMF Broadcasting. In 2008, when iHeartMedia became a private company, at the time they were known as Clear Channel, they formed an Aloha Station Trust to divest themselves of stations. Right now, there are 13 radio stations in the trust. However, that's going to change rather quickly, as iHeartMedia is divesting four of those radio stations to EMF Broadcasting. What does iHeartRadio get in return? iHeartRadio gets six translators that they were already operating, owned and operated by EMF Broadcasting, and here are the details of the deal. 102.3, Eagle 102.3, WEKL in Augusta, Georgia, with a classic rock format. Steve FM, 106.1 WSFF FM, serving Roanoke, Virginia, with a variety hits format. And WLRX FM, serving Huntington, West Virginia, with a classic country format. Now here are the six translators, which iHeartMedia is already operating under lease arrangement with EMF Broadcasting. Power 101.1, serving the Carmel Valley of California, which broadcasts KION AM in Salinas, California. In Oklahoma City, there's 98.5 El Patron, which broadcasts a regional Mexican format via the HC2 subchannel of radio station KBRU-FM, Oklahoma City. There's also a translator serving Minneapolis, Minnesota on 93.3 with an alternative rock format, which is being fed by the HD2 subchannel of radio station KQQL-FM. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there's a translator on 106.3 broadcasting the sports programming of radio station WBGG-AM, which transmits on a frequency of 970. In Memphis, Tennessee, there's a translator on 92.1, which broadcasts the news talk format of radio station WREC-AM. In Nashville, Tennessee, there's gospel being broadcast on a translator on 92.5, rebroadcasting the HD2 signal of radio station WNRQ-FM. The Aloha Station Trust will still hold licenses in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bismarck, North Dakota, Dayton, Ohio, Frederick, Maryland, Huntington, West Virginia, and Lexington, Kentucky. Now that Cumulus has taken over operations of those radio stations that were owned and operated by Entercom in Indianapolis, Indiana, a dozen employees have left the radio cluster. And according to the Indianapolis Business Journal, three of those individuals were on-air staffers. Ken Sterling was the only live talent on radio station WXNT-FM with their sports format. Ken Sterling had been with the radio station for 5 years. Carrie Joel was the assistant program director and afternoon host at radio station WNCR-FM, 107.9 The Mix. However, he's gone as well. The other cuts included office staff, a social media director, and the market manager. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Folks living in Detroit, Michigan will notice a new classic rock radio station with more 70s and 80s based music. The radio station is WLLZ-FM. They transmit on a frequency of 106.7 and they're owned and operated by iHeartMedia. We'll provide you with an air check of this radio station in next week's All Things Radio Live. And other news from the Motor City, Sandy Kovacs is handling the evening chores at radio station WDZH-FM. They transmit on a frequency of 98.7 and they have a soft adult contemporary format. Sandy Kovacs will be handling the 7 p.m. till midnight shift, and this radio announcer comes back to this radio station after working at the radio station between 1998 and 2009 under its alternative rock format and smooth jazz formats. Congratulations go out to Laura Lapka, who's the new traffic reporter at radio station WGN-AM. She'll be handling traffic chores on the John Williams Midday Show and the Rocon Afternoon Show, and she'll also be doing news reports concerning transportation for WGN-AM Radio News. In other news, it's official. Apollo Global Management has filed the paperwork with the Federal Communications Commission to take over operations of the Cox television stations and radio stations and newspapers in Dayton, Ohio. Cox Media will continue running these radio and television stations, and Cox Media will also have a majority stake in the company. The company will be based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and it's going to be known as the Terrier Corporation. In other news, a beast roars into Brattleboro, Vermont via an FM translator and an AM radio station. The FM translator is on 99.5, and the AM radio station is WTSA-AM. They transmit on a frequency of 1460 with a rock format, and yes, we'll provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. They say what comes around goes around, and the previous radio host is coming back to the radio station she used to work for. Jen Lewis is coming back to handle middays at radio station WVBW-FM in Norfolk, Virginia. The station is owned and operated by Max Media, and yes, we will provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio Live. In other news, according to Domain Insights, a new format could be headed to Austin, Texas, while a jack formatted radio station could be headed to Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio Live. If you're looking to cut the cord, be patient because Verizon is planning to roll out 5G in every market that 5G is available in. And of course, we'll let you know when 5G comes to various markets in future All Things Radio Live segments. If you have a Roku device and you have an Amazon Voice Assistant, you can use that Roku device with your Amazon Voice Assistant. All you have to do is enable the Roku skill in your Voice Assistant, and Amazon takes care of the rest. Finally, according to Media Monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number one was Geico Insurance, followed by Home Depot, AutoZone, Seriously, and Walgreens. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I'm sure we'll have some comments on your news.
Lots of radio news, I have to tell you. So, let me ask you, Mike out in Indiana. We're talking about we talked about this topic, and we can talk with the panel about this, about banning songs by people who have been in trouble with the law. What do you think of that whole thing?
Well, I think that's the station's prerogative. I remember in 1984, our program director banned Michael Jackson for a month because he canceled his concert in Indianapolis, and we'd already given away a bunch of tickets and stuff, so he did that.
Wow.
And it was tough because we were in Rick D's Top 40, and we had to watch. I remember one time, I think a song slipped through because it was 84. He had like four songs on the charts at the same time, as I recall. So that's pretty common. The other thing I thought was interesting, you talked about them letting go a social media director in India. I'm thinking, I wonder how many stations have dedicated, or probably for the whole group in that market, have dedicated social media people. Because, you know, if you listen to radio in the midday, you certainly hear, you know, them doing something like today. They were asking people to comment on their Facebook page about their favorite cereals. It's today's National Cereal Day. So
I think it's a lot more than you think. I really do. I really do. We have
I think most of them should.
That's true. We have Jamie, and I asked you to come on just very briefly, Jamie. You and I talked on the phone earlier today, and we talked about K-Love and Air One, and Air One has dropped its Christian rock format and changed its sound. But when I happened to listen to them, I was going home from a Lions Club meeting yesterday, and the driver in my van was playing Air One, and I didn't see the difference between Air One and K-Love. So can you just tell us just briefly the differences, or just briefly, can you do that for us?
I sure can. And by the way, guys, thank you guys so much for having me. The major difference here is Air One is focusing on primarily praise and worship music. You're going to hear a lot of live worship cuts by artists such as Elevation Worship, Passion, et cetera, et cetera. K-Love has a more contemporary sound. You don't hear any live cuts on K-Love like you do with Air One. Another difference with Air One is they're actually keeping some of the pop CHR fare that they were playing prior to the switchover. So you're going to hear, though, you may occasionally hear some Switchfoot or that kind of thing, probably at least once or maybe even twice per hour.
Okay.
Jamie, K-Love, what's the status of the classic K-Love that we heard they were going to roll out?
Well, classic K-Love, they're putting, here's the weird part. The stations that have HD, that are wired for HD radio, they're just putting K-Love on those HD sub channels. So, for example, you might be in a situation where your local K-Love may have an HD2 or HD3 sub channel. And there usually isn't a fine because they say HD1 in the broadcast, in the ID, but you can't always rely on that. Classic K-Love brand is available in some markets on HD2. Now, K-Love has even gone ahead and in cities where they own several stations, take one of those stations and just put K-Love Classics on that, is what they've done.
You're very familiar with the K-Love format and the Air One format. With them purchasing WPLJ in New York City and the WRQX-FM in Washington, D.C., yeah, most people, since everything that they do comes out of Rockland, California, pretty much. Do you think that they will put local talent in those two largest markets that they're going to own, or do you think it'll just be the same as it normally would be?
No, they're not. No, they're not going to put in any. Let me tell you one thing about K-Love is, if you were to go to a K-Love tower site anywhere in the country, what do you think you would see? Nothing but a transmitter, a tower, and a rack of equipment in a satellite dish. That's all you'd see. They're going to handle everything from the California head end or from the Indiana head end, which is where the morning show comes from. They're going to run everything out of that. They're not going to spend extra money to pay local DJs at any of their now over almost 500 radio stations. That's a waste of money and a waste of resources. What they will do possibly is, I know what they will do is just pipe everything in from the national end. That's all. Because the only thing that you really get on K-Love that's local anyway, you may get a local closer look, which is a public affairs program, and a local legal ID, and maybe even local events. That's all you get. Everything else is out of California.
All right, Jamie, thank you very much for helping us with that. Mike in Indiana, we all talked about this too. And you remember you were saying once to me that when they buy a radio station, they know exactly how much they think they're going to make in fundraising based on the demographics and doing focus groups. Can you tell us a little bit about that when we talk about that?
Well, K-Love, I heard it's right when it's $3 per person. So if your market, say, had 2.4 million people, they're going to go for about 7.2 million, just as an example. So $3 per resident of that market.
Wow. Well, that says it. Phil, I think it's time for Jennifer's call letter and format changes. Or?
Well, I want to see if we have any more comments from the panel.
Okay.
Before we do that.
I wanted to talk about this criminal music thing, Michael Jackson and all that. In my to my knowledge, Michael Jackson hasn't done anything wrong in the last 10 years. And so I don't know what the issue is with him. He was, you know, tried. He was found innocent of whatever and guilty of something else. I don't even remember the whole. It was a big, bizarre trial. So, you know, just because people's attitudes are changing, these stations shouldn't be like sheep and run away from history. You know, well, if you're going to,
I think when he was talking about
it, if you're going to have a radio station.
The thing is, there was a documentary.
No, but I'm not talking. I'm saying banning him now. You know, I get that for the concert, which was totally mismanaged by the Sullivan family, which cost them the Patriots, by the way, because it was Chuck Sullivan who was running that thing. And how do you not make money with a Michael Jackson concert? Ask the Sullivans. Anyway, the thing that was happened, that, yeah, I mean, the last 10 years, you know, if I feel like I mean, to me, I separate the music or the thing I want to hear from the history of the person who made it. I don't live with them. Well, I don't know them.
Okay, Chris,
I don't care.
Chris, I want to ask you a controversy. I'm sorry, Chris. I wanted to ask you because the three stations in Canada claim this came specifically from listener demand. So let's just assume that's true. You run a station, and your listeners are telling you, "Hey,
they're your listeners." Well, how many listeners? What percentage of your listeners? And don't be like cheap. You know, you had people because of a hoax starting to not play "Baby, It's Cold Outside," and you know you can't be so bending in the wind to just say. You know, you're going to ban something because there's. I'm telling you, there's an anti movement against this kind of stuff too.
But on this end of it, though, a big reason why this has come out in the last week with Michael Jackson and was the HBO documentary, and it's from two of the boys. For those that don't know, it's from two of the boys, and they actually have footage of them as 11-year-old kids talking to the police, and then them talking as adults, and. From what I understand from the people that have watched it, some people said that they had trouble making it through. Now, that still gets into, do you still, you know, are you still able to hear his music and separate the two? Same thing with R. Kelly. Same thing with, like, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby,
you
right.
You notice they're still showing the Cosby Show on some channels. You know, you as an individual have to look at it, and I guess it's up. If your listenership is complaining, then maybe you do want to listen.
Yeah, but how good are their research, models that they can say that they know? You know, I think they should put it up for a vote. You know, like they did that with "Baby, It's Cold Outside." You know, which again was a hoax, but you can do that kind of thing.
Well, see, that's perception.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, hold on a second, guys. Everyone's talking at once. Go ahead, Mike in Indiana.
Gary? Okay, I'll say this and I'll throw it to Gary. I was going to say, that has to do with perception. It's just like, you know, Roseanne Barr's comments on Twitter. I'd like to go see that season of episodes, but it's nowhere to be found. So,
right.
Yeah.
Somebody, we have our caller in the 385 that had a comment.
Yes, I'm Tom from Salt Lake City. I think you need to give stations the latitude to play what they feel they should play in their area that will not bother people or offend people. Stations have the right, and I think probably the duty, to play what they feel their people will accept in their area. For example, back in 70, when I was working at 71, when I was working at a station, we would not play John Lennon's Working Class Hero, and we would not play it because it had a version of the F word in it. I don't think that was a bad decision for us to make because in the town where we lived, it was a predominantly LDS town. It served a lot of people from the local LDS university, and that was where our demographic was. That was where our people were. So I think you need to give the stations latitude to play what they feel they want to play, and I don't think you should be able to order or tell a station to play what they want.
Oh,
it would be interesting if the corporations would really give the local stations latitude to do anything, though.
That's right. True. But I think
Jamie had a comment, too. Jamie, go ahead real quick.
He might be muted. I haven't touched anything.
And Gary, I think, was about to say something.
Gary was going to talk before.
Well, what I was going to say was that voting is, you can't really have a true vote because those can be stacked so easily.
Right.
So, you know, the programmers just have to decide, are they going to deal with whatever backlash there might be in the community and play those songs or not? And in many cases, there won't be any backlash.
Right.
Because A lot of times, things you hear on the air are not noticed by a lot of people.
Personally, I
Bill,
don't,
Bill
I don't
in Chicago is next. Bill.
Yeah. My opinion is that it should be up the stations, but my theory is like you got R. Kelly now. Well, he's told they're broke. Oh, yeah. You got Michael Jackson. The ones they got this controversy with. My theory is if you've been accused and found guilty of it, yes, your records and stuff should be banned because you're making your family or your thing is making money. If you go to jail for anything else, your family didn't make money off the job you had. So why should they be paid any royalties? And it should be banned and stopped if they're found guilty. Now, with the Michael Jackson thing, the two guys, I'm going to ask all of you, if you were molested when you was 8, 9, 10 years old, would you have ran and told your mom and dad about it?
Well, probably. If you were with
some star, some famous person like Michael Jackson or any famous star, and they molested you, would you run home and tell your mom and dad?
Not then. They didn't.
Okay, no. So these kids were questioned when they were like 9, 10, 11 years old. Sure, they're not going to admit that what happened to them. Now they're
okay,
going to come out.
What I'm trying to say here, my opinion is this. I'm a libertarian. I don't think banning anything is ever right. No, I didn't agree with what R. Kelly did, but certainly his song, I Can Believe I Can Fly, whatever it is certainly a good song. It shouldn't be banned just because of what he did years ago. It doesn't matter.
My opinion is if he's found guilty, I said, okay, now it's up to the stations. But if he's found guilty or Michael Jackson's found guilty this time, no, they should not play his records. Why should we pay royalty to someone in jail when if your father went to jail when you was a kid, who was going to pay you?
Well, I don't think we're going to find Michael Jackson guilty anymore. Jamie, and then Jerry. So Jamie, then Jerry.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Jamie.
Whichever. Go ahead, Jerry.
I heard a soundbite of an R. Kelly interview last night, I think it was, on the 11 o'clock then, and he absolutely went nuts. I mean, he was...
Oh, yeah.
Shouting and dropping the F bombs and all kinds of stuff.
He was on CBS this morning with Gayle King. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And he went to jail yesterday for non-payment of $161,000.
But if we don't get to Jennifer's caller and format changes, we're going to be a little on schedule.
He'll be very upset.
Why don't we appease Jennifer, because I know she's going to be upset. She does so much work in it, and then do her call letter and format changes.
Okay, let's do those call letter and format changes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of March 7th. KAGE, 13 Ada, Winona, Minnesota, changes slogan from KG Country 1380 to Real Country 1380 AM and 101.5 FM. KCCN FM 100.3, Honolulu, Hawaii, changes slogan from KCCN FM 100 to KCCN FM Hawaiian Hits. KCOL 600 Wellington, Colorado, changes slogan from Fox News Radio AM 600 to News Radio 600 KCOL. KDEL FM 100.9 Arkadelphia, Arkansas, changes format from sports to classic rock. KEJS 104.3 Brownfield, Texas, changes format from Tejano to religious teaching and adds network provider Houston Christian Broadcast, and changes slogan from Power 104.3 to Keeping Him Close By. KEYB 107.9 Altus, Oklahoma, changes slogan from KEYB 108 Media Specialties to Your Local Voice. KGRW 94.7 Fiona, Texas changes format from silent to country. KWNO FM 99.3, Rushford, Minnesota changes slogan from Wild Country 99 to The Hawk 99.3 and changes calls to KHWK FM. KICA 980, Clovis, New Mexico changes primary format from contemporary Christian to news talk and adds secondary format sports. KIIX 1410, Fort Collins, Colorado changes slogan from Big Country Classics 1410 to Kicks Country AM 1410. KINE FM 105.1, Honolulu, Hawaii changes slogan from Hawaiian 105 to Hawaiian Music Station. KKNM 96.5, Bovina, Texas changes format from silent to classic hits. KKRE 92.5, Hollis, Oklahoma changes format from oldies to classic hits. KKYC 102.3, Clovis, New Mexico changes format from classic rock to classic hits. KLVQ 1410, Athens, Texas changes format from contemporary Christian to classic hits. 102.5, Fallon, Nevada signs on as KNVR FM. KOLT FM 100.7, Cheyenne, Wyoming changes slogan from Colt 100.7 to 100.7 Colt FM. KOLW 97.5, Basin City, Washington changes format from rhythmic CHR to CHR and changes slogan from Hot 97.5 to 97.5 Kiss FM. KPHW 104.3, Kanoho, Hawaii changes format from urban contemporary to rhythmic CHR. KSKE 1450, Buena Vista, Colorado changes format from silent to classic hits. KSWA 1330, Graham, Texas changes format from classic country to country. KTAT 1570, Frederick, Oklahoma changes slogan from timeless classics to your local voice. KMJE FM 92.1, Placerville, California changes calls to KVMX FM. KVRC 1240, Arkadelphia, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic hits. KWPS FM 99.7, Caddo Valley, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic hits. KXBG 97.5, Cheyenne, Wyoming changes slogan from Big Country 97.9 to Big 97.9. KYXK 106.9, Gurdon, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic hits. KZYP 1310, Malvern, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic hits. KZZN 1490, Littlefield, Texas changes slogan from the voice of Lamb Country 1490 AM to your local voice. WATD AM 1460, Brockton, Massachusetts changes format from silent to adult contemporary and adds slogan the South Shores radio station and changes calls to WBMSAM. WDTWFM 106.7, Detroit, Michigan changes format from alternative rock to classic rock and changes slogan from Alt 106.7 to 106.7 Detroit Wheels. WJLB 97.9, Detroit, Michigan changes slogan Logan from FM 98 to 97.9 WJLB. WKLV 1440 Blackstone, Virginia changes slogan from Oldies 93.9 to Oldies 92.7. WLQB FM 93.5 Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina changes calls to WLLZ FM. WNBU 94.1 Oriental, North Carolina changes format from country to oldies and changes slogan from Thunder Country 94.1 to Groovin' Oldies 94.1 and 97.9. WHUZ FM 88.5 Cole, Indiana changes calls to WNPP FM. WQBB FM 105.9 Pascagoula, Mississippi changes format from Adult Hits to CHR and changes slogan from 105.9 Bob FM to 105.9 The Monkey and changes calls to WXYK FM. WGRI 1050 Cincinnati, Ohio changes slogan from Inspiration 1050 to Inspiration 1050 103.1. WHLX 1590 Marine City, Michigan changes primary format from rock to adult alternative and adds secondary format country and changes slogan from rock 105.5 to 92.7 The Hills. WMPX 1490 Midland, Michigan changes format from classic hits to country and changes slogan from sunny 97.7 to 107.7 The Highway. WPTE 94.9 Virginia Beach, Virginia changes slogan from The Point to 94.9 FM The Point. WQXL 1460 Columbia, South Carolina changes slogan from The Point 100.7 to The Point 100.7 FM 1470 AM. KNSH 1550 Cannon, Texas changes format from silent to sports and adds network provider CBS Sports and adds slogan Sports Radio 1440 AM. WDIC 1430 Clinchco, Virginia changes slogan from Real Country to Real Country 1430 AM. WGH 1310 Newport News, Virginia changes primary format from oldies to R&B oldies and adds secondary format talk and adds slogan 1310 The Power. WTRI 1520 Brunswick, Maryland changes format from ethnic to variety and adds slogan Radio Asia and changes slogan from Radio Asia to Stereo 103.3. WWBD 94.7 Sumter, South Carolina changes format from rock to classic rock and changes slogan from Rock 94.7 to 94.7 The Hog. WXGO 1270 Madison, Indiana changes slogan from The Greatest Hits to WXGO 1270 AM 100.9 FM. WXMC 1310 Parsippany, Troy Hill, New Jersey changes format from ethnic to Spanish contemporary Christian and adds network provider Radio Contigo Nuevo and adds slogan Radio Contigo Nuevo. KSNO FM 103.9 Snowmass Village, Colorado changes format from adult alternative to classic hits. KVCE 92.7 Slayton, Texas changes format from not available to religious teaching and adds slogan Christian Information Radio. KVOP 1090 Plainview, Texas changes primary format from silent to talk and adds secondary format farm. KKBT 104.7 Leon, Arizona changes format from religious teaching to hot AC and changes slogan from Showers of Blessings Radio to 93 KHJ. KNNA FM 99.1 Nenana, Alaska, changes primary format from new to variety and adds secondary format news talk and adds secondary network provider National Public Radio. KSEK 1340 Pittsburgh, Kansas, changes slogan from Fox Sports Radio 1340 to the Sports Edge. KVPP 88.9 Pago Pago, Arizona, changes format from not available to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love and adds slogan K-Love. WSML 1200 Graham, North Carolina, changes format from sports to country. The following stations have signed off the air. WFMZ 104.9 Hartford, North Carolina. KPVL 89.1 Postville, Iowa. WMPM 1270 Smithfield, North Carolina. KIBQ 105.9 Rockwell, Texas. WJDM 1530 Elizabeth, New Jersey. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week for All Things Radio. I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Well, Jennifer, looks wow. like somebody is long. Trying to...
That was quite a list.
Really, I can't believe how you could read those all off like that.
A little history on that, the 1460, those call letters, WBMS, we're getting touch tones from somebody.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
Continue, Chris. Don't worry about it.
Those call letters were at 1090 from 1953 to 1957 before it changed to WILD, and one of the people who worked at WBMS, and it did all kinds of, a lot of variety. They talk about variety now, but it really was. They had jazz. They had all kinds of stuff. One of them was Symphony Sid, who later went to New York, but he did R&B. As a matter of fact,
talk about Symphony Sid. There are air checks out there. WBMS, when it was 1460, they were, with Charlie Parker, as anyone who knows jazz is probably one of the greatest saxophone players out there. And there are live remotes that were done that were recorded from WBMS in Boston, Massachusetts. And there's a whole interview when the announcer, I believe his name was John Fisher. And I'm not really totally sure about where he was from or what his history is, but he did a whole interview with Paul Weston, who was with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and Charlie Parker and John Fisher. And there's a whole interview that you can listen to, and it's available on if you look for it on Apple Music and Google Play Music with Charlie Parker back in 1951. Chris, that brings back a lot of history.
Yeah.
And quickly on something on your news that you talked about here in Austin, you mentioned the change in the domain about the Star. That station, as we've narrowed it down, I think 93.3 KGSR. Gary might want to jump in and help me on this a little bit, but they've been doing a thing called Austin City Limits Radio for the last 6 months, but they're also running on a translator to get them on 97.1 to cover the downtown, because 93.3 is about, 40 miles west of town.
They're about 40 or 50 miles out. They sit in the suburbs pretty well, but in town they're a little... they're a little beat up in cars and stuff. So they, in the tape loop, they're telling us all with our BMWs and Hondas and whatever car we have how to change the preset. Yep. And I think that's a beautiful public service.
Yeah, they're doing it for each car individually. They go, if you have a Honda, this is it. And then they're playing on the road again. And so they're running. And we think it's going to be a soft AC because that Star name registry, whatever, that's what we're thinking. But.
I was thinking the same thing myself when I looked at the thing today. When I saw that, I'm like, I'm thinking it's a soft AC, but I'm not going to put too many eggs in that basket as of yet.
Well, it sounds like it could be.
We were trying to figure out which station it was, too, before they started doing this. We were trying to figure out which station was going to be the Star. We were thinking one of the other translators around town.
And the reason Sean and Barry, it's Sean and Gary and myself have been talking about soft adult contemporary, that's the big trend. So. That is the actual big trend of what's going to happen, which started last year and it's going into this year. But another big trend, and I think we don't have a lot of time because we've got some long features coming up here, but another big trend is you're going to see a lot more consolidation in the radio industry. You're already seeing it with Cumulus. You're already beginning to see the beginnings of it. It won't fully become notable with iHeartMedia until their bankruptcy proceedings conclude. But you're going to see a lot of stations doing a lot of markets being consolidated. You're going to see stations leaving, of these companies leaving larger and medium-sized markets where they don't think they're going to be making a lot of money in. And I think that this is going to be the year of the deals. You're already seeing it with Alpha Media. You're seeing it with Cumulus. You're already seeing the beginnings of it with iHeartMedia. And my prediction is that you're going to see a lot more of this on the way. So that just to let you know, that's what's going to probably happen at this point.
I think that this market could be one of those, because Intercom only has three full power stations and one translator here. If I could see them doing either buying or selling here, I suspect they could sell, because they've only, if depending on what iHeart and Cumulus, well, Cumulus isn't here, so they're not really.
But they could swap more stations for Cumulus, and Cumulus could enter the Austin market. Cumulus may not want to spend money on radio stations, but if they think that they can make more money being in the Austin market with another market that they own stations in, that's what they'll probably do. That's what I think. That's what I think.
Real quick, Jamie's hand is up. So Jamie, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
Thank you, because I was getting tennis elbow with my hand up like that. Anyway, so a couple things. First of all, you're talking about banning songs. The R. Kelly thing didn't become clear to me until one afternoon I was trying to call into the nationally syndicated D.L. Hughley show, which is syndicated by Reach Media. And I wanted to hear an R. Kelly song. I said, oh, sorry, we don't play R. Kelly anymore. It didn't become real to me until then. A lot of stations either have or currently are in the process of scrubbing all of the R. Kelly out of their lineup, out of their rotation. Secondly, I was thinking about this recently. I think EMF is going to continue to eat up more and more and more stations, especially. But the weird part is, pretty much every station they buy is K-Love. They don't, I think Air One is a side project for them. I think all they care about is K-Love, because K-Love is EMF's bread and butter.
Oh, yeah. Well, that only makes time. We do have to continue going, move on, only because we do have a longer feature coming up. And Bill, I'm going to let you introduce it, but I'm going to hope that you guys from Indiana are thinking about what you're going to hear in the future with this feature. And Bill, maybe you could say this might bring some memories to you.
Well, for several years, I think from 2003 to 15 or 13, we ran an old-time radio store, Bill's old-time radio, many, many years ago. And for whatever reason, that was one of our biggest sellers, was Gene Shepherd, the complete set of Gene Shepherd. And the people from New York, New Jersey, really loved Gene Shepherd. Now, I didn't see what all the fuss was about, but Jeff found a piece from Gene Shepherd, so we thought we would share it with you, and because this might bring back some memories for Chris or somebody, but
Gene Shepherd's great. I'll just say that right now. I enjoy it.
And let's say that the whole thing is in three parts, and I think it's good enough that I told Bill I think we should run it, and well,
here we
let
go.
You know what you think of it.
And let us know.
All right, cut it out. Come on now. Come on, that's enough of that jazz. Crying out loud. Time is running short. We're all getting closer to the end. We got to get on here. Going. Hey, why do we carry on this myth about it being cold out? What is with this New York idiocy about cold, cold, schmold? Going. Why? I'll sing you some cold weather ballads, Dad, here tonight. No, seriously, this is not even cold at all. Not even remotely cold. And yet the poor old New York sits here. This is the city of dynamic self-pity. How's that for a song lyric? Oh, this is the city of dynamic self-pity. The city that weeps in its beer. Yeah, this is the city, really. I can tell you this, that I talked to my mother in Chicago last week. And at the time I was on the phone with her, she said, wait a minute. I said, how is it, Ma? How's the weather? And she says, oh, all right. And I said, well, how is it? She says, oh, well, wait a minute, I'll look out. And so I could hear her cracking the ice as she's looking out between the geraniums, in the kitchen, to look at the thermometer that she's got strapped on the windowsill there, with the cupboard with ice floes. And I could hear her talking, and then she comes back to the phone. She says, it's about 12 below. I said, below zero. She said, what do you think? You know, that's just the way it is, you know. And here in New York, they said, oh, it's not cold. And the guy on the radio is saying the temperature is now 25 degrees. It's a cold, terrible day, so don't go out, folks. 25 degrees. And this nutty city is the only city in the country yet that's hipped on skiing. What do you think you do? Where do you ski, you nuts? Crying out loud, you know, this is a masochistic city if I ever saw one. On the one hand, they're all screaming, yelling, trying to get in and out of cabs, with hitting each other, trying to get into a heated cab. And those same louts are going up into Vermont, where it's 107 below zero, and busting their ankles. You know, I suppose the next thing you know, guys are going to work out some system where you can use a cab to ski in. You know, go down the side there with a... Yeah, really a nutty time. I don't like to. You know, it's funny as an old frostbitten Midwesterner. This weather just gets my blood going good. It really does. That a guy who comes out of the wilds of northern Indiana and the whistling prairies of Illinois, it is only at about this time that his radiator begins to really move. Actually, you know, that there are certain metals, elements. That have different melting points, of course. You know, that mercury, under ordinary circumstances, is actually melted. You know, that it is ordinarily a solid. But during, yes, it is a solid. And during its regular room temperature life, it is melted because it's too hot. Well, this is literally the case with a good Midwesterner, that a Midwesterner does not begin to actually think good until the temperature is around 15 below. And yes, his overload relay begins to kick in, and everything starts to work. He begins to hum and sing and work it out. And I don't know whether I should tell you any really genuine cold weather stories here of that whistling prairie world out there, where they really had cold. I'll tell you one night. Now, I don't want to. This is not in the way of nostalgia because it's still cold out there. Of course, you probably heard in the news that nobody even thinks about it out there. They have news items about it here, but out there it's just the weather report that there was 30 inches of snow, for example, in the last 5 hours in a town in Wisconsin. 30 inches. Well, I couldn't believe it. This afternoon, I'm hearing Bruce Elliott on, you know, and there's a little piddling little snow coming down, like a little flakes, you know, it's a little brisk, and he's announcing all the places that are closed. They're all closing up over in Jersey, and all the meetings that were scheduled for tonight, they're not going to hold them. Well, I suspect something right away, that those people that are not going, and all those meetings that are closing up, are chickening out and didn't want to be held in the first place. They were looking for the quickest out they could get. You know, and it's a fascinating thing. This is the land of the great cop-out. And the first flake of snow, and the entire school system of Long Island quits and goes home and watches television, which is what it always wanted to do anyway. Why don't you admit it? You're not interested in education out there, Long Island, for crying out loud. You're interested in swinging, making martinis and all that stuff. I know all about Long Island. Staten Island, oh, it's even worse. Terrible, terrible. Well, let me tell you, though, about one night. I remember vividly one particular night. There's a thing that Midwestern winters do that does not really happen here in the East, because we have an ocean here. And this ocean is a great tempering body. By that I mean, you know, it acts like a big heater out there during the winter time, and it acts like a big cooler in the summertime. Well, there's no such thing, really. The lake is the opposite in the Midwest. That the lake acts like a... Oh, boy, it makes it even colder, because the lake, and I'm talking about Lake Michigan here, is an enormous flue. It really is. It brings the wind unbroken directly down from the Arctic Circle, which sweeps down over Michigan, and it whistles right down that lake, and it screams through the Straits of Mackinac, the Straits of Mackinac, and whistles past Ludington and Benton Harbor, and it gains steam until finally, as it approaches the southern end of the lake, that wind is howling 150 miles an hour, and boom, it hits the shoreline there, sweeps over Hammond, Gary, and Chicago, and bathes it in what's left over from the Arctic Circle, and you can smell the polar bears. Oh, boy. And it goes down, because of the way it is there, something happens that does not happen here.
It is not at all uncommon for the temperature to drop 30 degrees in maybe a half an hour. I mean 30 degrees. Boom, boom, pow, thump. It goes down. I mean, you go out of the house, it's 40 degrees. You walk down, you get in your car, and you start to start your car. You know, it's fine. The sun is shining. The car's going. And all of a sudden, you see the windshield is clouding over just while you're sitting there. And between grinds of your starter, it is now dropped down to 20. And just as you reach for the third one, it's down to 7 above. And the fourth shot of your starter, it's frozen. It's 10 below. You get out. I'm not exaggerating. Of course, not much more than just maybe 5 degrees, but it really is a fantastic thing. I'll remember this. Now, here's one night. I'm going to give you what happens is this. You see, is because of the precipitous drop and the precipitous fluctuation of weather out there, nobody anymore in Chicago, nobody even talks about the weather. It's just there. Now, a guy who has lived next to the Grand Canyon for 500 years does not exclaim every morning at what a big hole in the ground is out there. You know, he just walks around and the world is composed of holes in the ground as far as he's concerned. And I can tell you, Arabs are never amazed at how much sand there is in the desert. You know, that's just there. They are never talking about the heat. It is always there. It has always been there, and they don't even know it. And so the temperature may be 130 degrees, and that Sirocco is whistling along, and the wind is flying, and an Arab is just standing around picking his teeth. You know, he's just, you know what? It's just an ordinary Wednesday, as far as he's concerned. And all the rest of us, it's, oh, what is it? The wind is blowing, and our eyeballs are scorched. Not an Arab. Well, and so it is with the residents of northern Indiana, which get the full blast of that wind howling down the lake and around Chicago. This is why they call it the Windy City, you know. The lake and its juxtaposition with the prairies produces a turbulence. I don't want to go into the meteorological problems here. That means a lot of wind, and it howls and whistles in and out of the Randolph Street Station like something, like a banshee gone out of its skull. Well, on good cold winter nights, which generally do not occur in the Midwest until after the first of the year. They're just warming up now. They're just getting set for the winter. Yeah, that's true. Because the lake, you see, because the lake is a lot of water, it does keep it a little warm out there for a while in the fall. But then when the lake cools off, it cools off with a vengeance like the freezing compartment of a hot point refrigerator. It really cools off, Dad. You can see ice in that lake. Well, walking along by the mill, for example, when I worked in the steel mill, which was built right on the lake, you know, the steel mills are sticking out in the lake. All steel mills are sticking out into the lake because they use the lake for ore shipments, the boats that come down from the Mesabi Iron Range and from way up north to bring in the coal and all so forth. And, of course, ship out the stuff, too, after they make it. It is necessary to have water for a steel mill. Well, in January and February, the ice flows on Lake Michigan extend as far as your eye can see. They go maybe 8 or 9 miles. You know, there's a big ice breakup. The lake is totally frozen over during the winter. Not frozen over, but it is impassable for shipping. Are you aware of that? That they have the big spring breakup? Well, I have seen ice flows in Lake Michigan in April. Ice flows that were like 9 stories high and about 17 miles across. Well, that means you've got a pretty brisk April when the wind is blowing off an ice flow that extends all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie and blows it right down your ear, right into the windows in the bedroom. You've got a pretty cold April, I'll tell you. And of course, likewise, in the middle of January and February, it's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you one night. I remember this night because it was so vivid. You know, the really big nights make it with a kid. And I was, I can tell you exactly. I was in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade, exactly. How old is a kid in sixth grade? Because I can tell you who it was. It was Miss Smith. He's what, 10? 10, okay. Well, all right, I'm 10 years old, see, and I'm in sixth grade. And I come home from school. My kid brother comes home from school, and we went to different schools then. And he went down to the school that's about 4 blocks away, and I went to the one that was about a mile and a half away, you see. This is in Indiana. And so it is now about 6 o'clock. The temperature is roughly 30 or so, which is a very warm day in the middle of winter in Chicago, in that area. And everybody's out, you know, and throwing little snowballs around. Because they always have snow. That's another thing. Snow lands on the ground in the Midwest, I'd say roughly about October, we'll say, they get their first snowfall. The original snowflakes are still there in June. The original ones. They just move them around, that's right. They move them off to one side a little bit, but they're still there. I've seen streets, main streets, covered with snow and successive short freezes and thaws and snow and thaw and snow to where the street is 2 or 3 feet higher than it is normally. And it is a paved street, paved with ice. They can't get it off. Literally cannot remove it, and so people just drive on the ice. The street then is coated with a coating of ashes and stuff, and you think that's the street. Well, finally, when springtime comes, the whole street sinks 2.5 feet. It just goes right down. You find shoes, you find old footballs, you find a couple of lost natives, and yeah, they'll find a native that's been lost ever since September. They'll find him in a drift, you know, that's the end of it, you know, when it thaws. Well, speaking of lost, this is WOR, AM with FM, New York. Here, but I don't know. I suppose I'm boring the daylights out of you because nothing is worse than rotten weather stories. But I'm going to tell you what happened on this night, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. It was about 30 degrees, and it gets immediately dark out there. At this time of the year, there is hardly any twilight. It's either light or it's immediately dark. And most of the days in the Midwest, in the middle of winter, and because of the way it is, because of a lot of other things, the weather conditions out there, it's extremely dark. It is very gray a good part of the time. I can remember in schools when it's so dark that they have to have all the lights on, and it's just like night almost in the middle of the afternoon in a good, really cold winter day. It's gray, Stygian gray. It's almost black. Well, you get home, it's about 30, maybe 25, something like that, just a little bit below freezing. And it's about 4 o'clock, about the time the kids come home, and it's already pretty dark and the lights are on. So I go to the store. My mother says, go to the store. Well, I start out to go to the store, which was about a block and a half away. Now, remember, there was already snow, which had been on there, on the ground, off and on for maybe a month and a half. Just snow and rubble and ice and stuff. And so I'm running along, and I'm sliding, and it's the snow and everything. And about halfway to Mattingly's store, I feel this... It just starts out like that. There's a big puff of absolutely blood-chilling, ice-cold wind. It's like opening up an enormous deep freeze with a fan attached. Just one puff. Well, I took off from Mattingly's store knowing exactly what is about to occur. It has come from the direction of the lake, which was about a mile and a half away. I get in Mattingly's store, and I'm buying whatever the stuff is that says on the note, and they're loading it up, the hamburger and the salami, and I'm getting the sauerkraut and the red cabbage and stuff, and the oleo and everything, and I'm buying all the big stuff we're going to have.
Well, there's part one.
Dad tells me that back in the 50s, when he first started at WOR in New York, he didn't just do a 45-minute show. He was on all night at one point and could talk like this for 5 hours straight. That incredible.
Yeah, of course he exaggerates some of the things, but to make a story. But the point is, he's absolutely right. Boy, he would be going crazy now. I was noticing on the weather the last couple of days. It's been in the 20s the last couple of days, and it's so cold for March. It's 20 degrees cooler than normal. This is, and it's like, hey guys, okay, we've got a little polar thing, but it's not January. It would have been 5 instead of 25 if it was January. It's March. We're getting there. But he's absolutely right. Some of these people, and they make, nowadays, because of the lack of, the local stations have to make their existence on something that everybody can relate to. So they'll, it's going to be so cold. And they'll talk about it for 3 days, and it's going to go down to, it'll be in the 20s. It'll be, okay, all right, that happens. We'll live. He's right. But well, he is very good. When you listen to other things that he says, there are so many things, and maybe there's some political stuff in here too, because he gets into things about the man on the white horse and how people will believe anything. And there's just people out there ready to buy anything if you sell it to them in the right way. And, you know, just so many things that he said are so true. Because he was, you know, he was a humorist. He was an author. He don't know what he was doing with that silly guitar. He needed to bag that. But he usually had a Jew's harp. I don't know where the Jew's harp was. But anyway, you know, it was a great show.
And he also had a kazoo on the air. Remember when he had the kazoo?
Yeah. He played the kazoo all the time. He played with the commercials and everything.
It was great. I remember when he did his show. Do you remember when he did his show? And I know we got to get going because I know we got a podcast to do, but I remember that he did his show from the Limelight in the Village on Saturday night. What a great show in front of a live audience. All of those shows are all available. I know Bill has them all. A lot of them he has, but they're available. You can go to YouTube and you can look up Gene Shepherd radio shows and you can download up until the eye can see.
There's a station I have on my stream called Insomnia Theater. It's all Gene Shepherd and it's pretty chronological. So you can listen to Gene Shepherd all the time if you want to.
How true.
Let's see, we got a couple of people with comments, right, Perry?
We do. Let's go with Joe real quick and then Jerry.
Okay, this is Joe real quick. Gene Shepherd makes today's talk radio so bland.
Jerry, go ahead.
I used to listen to Gene Shepherd every Sunday night on WOR back in the day. And, you know, my parents didn't know I'd have the radio on under the pillow. And I used to love to hear him talk about things that he did when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He had me in stitches. But you're so right about it, other man.
The thing that people need to remember is, of course, he did the Christmas, the Christmas movie. You know, I'm thinking, what's it called, Sean?
The Christmas story.
And that's the kind of thing he did, and so even people who didn't know anything about the show or anything, and he was on Monday through Friday, Jerry, not just Sunday. He was on all the time, but 45 minutes. But what I'm saying is, you know, people know and really relate to the Christmas story because it shows that his stuff was timeless.
And if you want to read another book of his, there's a book that he talks about growing up and about a Southern guy going to school with him by the name of Delbert Bumpus. And you got to read this book. It's called Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories. And it is available on Bard, guys. It's not read by him, but it is available on Bard. And I remember when they had a show on WNYC AM called Spoken Word and was on every night from 10 to 11. And they had him actually reading that book in the studio. So I will tell you that if you like that book, read Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories. I think you'll find
He wrote another book with a great title I got to get in here. It says, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
Yes, another one. That's another one. Dan, you had your hand raised. Go ahead quickly, please.
He sounds like someone I could actually have a conversation with, a long one indeed, too.
Well, you could have, because if you are a ham radio operator, he was always on the air, and he always supported amateur radio. And his last ham call before he passed away was, and I actually heard him on the radio, was K2ORS. K2ORS.
Oh.
And I never talked to him, but I will tell you that I actually got to hear him.
Ooh, so that's cool.
I think you'll definitely enjoy, if you want to go to YouTube, as I said before, enjoy Gene Shepherd. Bill, I thought that you would get a kick out of it because it talks about Indiana. I know you're from Indiana, not necessarily from Gary, Indiana, or that area. But it's
Hammond is where he was from.
Hammond, because that's where it was in the movie, in the Christmas Story movie.
Yeah, so I thought that people, and there are two more parts of this, and we're going to be playing part two and part three. That was one radio show, but he really gets into the weather thing. I think you guys will definitely enjoy it. So that's all I can say.
Okay, let's make sure we got any more to clear out some comments, Perry, and then we'll move on.
We do not have any more hands at this time.
Good. Then we'll go on and
go to the feature.
So, Jeff, what do you have? What's your...
Well, I'll just play it. We're going to be peering Jason Kidd, because now that the stations has in Washington, D.C., owned by Entercom, has had an adult soft or an 80s-based format. We featured the format when it was just getting started. Well, we might as well hear what Jason Kidd talks about. And it kind of relates because they're talking about the wind in Washington, D.C. and how windy it was last week. So that's what we're going to hear, Bill. This week, we're going to revisit a radio station that we visited a few months ago with their 80s-based rock format. The station is WIAD-FM. They transmit on a frequency of 94.7, and they're owned and operated by Entercom. Well, WIAD-FM has hired a new morning personality. His name is Jason Kidd, and he comes to this radio station after doing afternoons at radio station WRQX-FM in Washington, D.C. So without further ado, why don't you hear how mornings sound on 94.7 The Drive, WIAD-FM, on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Live from the Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria Studios, DC's greatest hits are on WIAD-FM and WIAD-HD1, Bethesda, Washington. Listen live anytime to 94.7 The Drive at radio.com. '80s live here.
Right here.
94.7 The Drive.
In the Drive with Jason Kidd logging on. If the alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning, the wind did. Update you on that in three. First, Tom Petty's on the drive.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
I'm fine. You can handle this.
Pull yourself together. You can handle this.
Oh, you think you can handle this, huh?
I'm okay. I can handle this. Can you?
So you think you can handle it?
Think you can handle that?
Yes, sir.
You both think you can handle this.
You fellas can handle this thing any way that you want.
We're going live. 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Week number 2. Literally, I think I just blew into work here this morning. Gosh, the wind woke me up around 12:30 this morning, and I couldn't get back to sleep. I'm like, oh, man, you got to be kidding. You know, originally, this high wind warning they're talking about wasn't supposed to start until 7 o'clock this morning. They've since changed that. We're in it now, baby. The fun has already begun. You're talking about winds gusting up to 50 to 60 miles per hour. Maybe down power lines. I don't know. Just be careful out there this morning. Don't go blowing away. Stay with us. We'll update you on the roads next. Hang on.
Win tickets to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel.
Would you like to know what you really are?
Listen mornings to Jason Kidd in the 8 o'clock hour and afternoons with LBD in the 5 o'clock hour to win.
This war is just the beginning.
Captain Marvel hits theaters nationwide on March 8th.
I'm not going to fight your war.
But see it before everyone else with 94.7 The Drive.
I'm going to end it.
Courtesy of Marvel Studios. Get all the details online now at 947thedrive.com/contests.
Get your emails on the go, eat on the go, and relive the memories on the go.
Best of.
Totally dig it.
Awesome. Listen live anytime to 94.7 The Drive at radio.com.
Traffic.
On 94.7 The Drive.
This report brought to you by 7-Eleven. 66 eastbound after Nutley Street. Watch for a disabled vehicle just being reported in the center lane there. Just watch for a brief delay. 7 eastbound at Sterling Boulevard. Accident blocks the right lane. And Route 5 Leonardtown Road northbound near Billingsley Road. There's an accident. That's on the right side. 295 southbound on the ramp to Benning Road. There's a disabled vehicle now on the right side. Some downed trees because of the high wind. Clara Barton Parkway inbound after Cabin John Parkway. Tree blocks the right side. Frying Pan Road west of Centerville Road. That's blocked in both directions. Also, Old Dominion Drive and Franklin Park Road blocked in both directions. And Glebe Road between 18th and 15th following police direction are grounded down tree. Now with the 7-Eleven app, use that dollar in your pocket on over 5 coffee blends, endless dairy and non-dairy creamer, flavor and sweetener combinations in any size coffee or cold brew. Coffee your way for just $1 plus tax where applicable at participating 7-Eleven locations. I'm Scott Brady with traffic on 94.7 The Drive.
I am a major car singer. I'm sure I embarrass myself as cars go by.
Oh, I sing just like the artists and dance just like them too.
I turn it up loud if I'm in the car and jam.
Seven The Drive. High wind warning in effect all day long today. Be careful. The Oscars were on last night, if anyone cares. Came from Manassas. So Green Book won Best Picture at the Oscars last night. What do you think?
I think Green Book deserves it.
Yeah.
I think that it was a very lighthearted movie in what usually lately movies are very like heavy and charged with a lot of current matter. So I think that Green Book was very lighthearted and it was funny, but it still like talked about the pressing issues that everyone else is talking about.
well said. Thank you very much. I didn't have to watch it last night. I just Kelly just summed it all up for us there. There you go. It's 6:23 on the Jason Kidd Morning Show on 94.7 The Drive. Besides the high wind warning, we've got an effect here today and the Oscars last night. Also, R. Kelly turning himself in over the weekend. Charged so far with 10 counts of abuse, and you know there's probably a lot more coming in. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on all that.
We own the 80s.
I love the 80s.
94.7 The Drive.
Seven, the drive with Jason Kidd. A serious case of the winds here this morning. Mother Nature has high wind warning. Could see gusts of over 50 miles per hour. Be safe.
Here's a sample of what's coming up on 94.7 The Drive. Home to DC's greatest hits.
Greatest hits of all time.
This is 94.7 The Drive. Listen to 94.7 The Drive on your smartphone.
Take it everywhere.
Download the radio.com app now.
Traffic
on 94.7 The Drive.
This traffic report brought to you by AAA South Capitol Street on the Frederick Douglass Bridge inbound near the Anacostia River. Just getting word of an accident. One right lane is getting by. Just watch for direction there. 270 southbound before Montgomery Village Avenue. The accident blocks the left lane. There are delays beginning before Route 80. 66 eastbound before the Fairfax County Parkway. Medical emergencies on the shoulder. Also 66 eastbound before Nutley Street. They've cleared a disabled vehicle, but there are still delays. Route 5, Leonardtown Road northbound near Billingsley Road. The accident's on the right side. And 295 southbound on the ramp to Benning Road. A disabled vehicle on the right side, so watch for that. Also, some downed trees. Clara Barton Parkway inbound after Cabin John Parkway. That's on the right side. And Glebe Road between 18th and 15th Street. Follow police direction around a downed tree. Buy one oil change, get one free through February 28th at AAA. AAA Car Care Centers are open to the public 7 days a week. Members get exclusive discounts. The same AAA now in a shop. Visit AAA.com/mycarcare to find a store near you. I'm Scott Brady with traffic on 94.7 The Drive.
The music is great.
Yeah, I love the music.
Oh, yeah. I usually turn the music up real loud and sing at the top of my lungs.
Just makes the time go by, keeps the mood going better.
4-7 The Drive with Jason Kidd. That high wind warning in effect all day long today, causing problems for places like Glebe Road and Arlington. That is closed right now between 18th and 15th Streets North. And Frying Pan Road in Herndon, that is closed at Centerville Road. All due to down power lines. There are several thousands of people so far without power. Hopefully you're not one of them.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know?
Live from the Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria Studios, DC's greatest hits are on WIAD-FM and WIAD-HD1, Bethesda, Washington. Listen live anytime to 94.7 The Drive at radio.com. 94.7 The Drive,
Washington. Well, there you go. You just heard WIAD-FM, 94.7 The Drive, with their 80s-based rock format, and their morning host, Jason Kidd. Now, I want to know what you think of this radio station, and we can certainly talk about this on All Things Radio Live, but if you have any comments concerning this radio station, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
And, yeah, what do you guys think of that station? I have a few criticisms, but not many, but I just would like to know what you guys think about it on the panel.
If they would just broaden their playlist a little more, they probably would be very, very successful.
What was the biggest problem with the running show, in my opinion, Dan? And you may be right about that. The biggest problem with the radio station, in my opinion, they said it was high wind warnings. They said we had all that stuff. But they gave the weather, no temperature, no news,
Well, I guess it's not that important anymore because people can get it elsewhere. But when you're talking about the weather and you're talking about the traffic, don't you think that maybe if you're going to give the weather forecast, like maybe you should talk about the weather and say, hey, the temperature in Washington, D.C. is so-and-so and so-and-so? That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. I would say that.
It's almost like it's very uncreative nowadays. If you get a single topic going, and Jerry Williams was the master of this. We always talk about him. But he would get a single topic going for weeks sometimes about a certain thing, and he would just do that. And there's no creativity to it. You know, other things happen. When we do our sports show, we have a list of 10 things we want to talk about. We don't even always get to them all, you know, and that's how you do a radio show to make it interesting.
Well, part of the problem, Chris, and I only did, I took the first, and you're right, because, you know, if you look at what I did, and I'm kind of give you a little secret, not really a secret, but I take this radio station and I set it up and I have a program that automatically records the stuff. It's automated on my computer. And I take the first 90 minutes of the show. Or I take a 90-minute segment. So I started, you know, let's say at 6 and ran until 7:30. I forgot how, but, you know. And I run it the 90 minutes. And I kind of figure without the commercials, I try to get as much as I can at that point. But you're right. I mean, he did talk about the Oscars. He's let listeners talk about that. Those were pre-recorded calls. That was okay. That made news. That certainly would happen the night before. This was last Monday. But again, obviously he's got a track record in Washington, D.C. He worked afternoons at the other radio station, WRQX, which is owned by Cumulus, which is going to be sold and become EMF Broadcasting at the beginning of the summer coming up this year. So, I mean, he does have a track record in Washington, D.C. Is the station going to garner great ratings? Maybe they may not garner great ratings, but they'll pull enough ratings from other radio stations that certainly will be successful in the end.
To me, it sounded too cookie-cutter type.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I would agree there.
Except, Robert, I would agree with you, and the problem is they're all doing it that way. Because when you have a company that buys hundreds of radio stations or buys a lot of radio stations, there is no creativity. The bottom line is the buck. It's unfortunate the way it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, radio is not what it used to be because when I was growing up, you know, if somebody was going to talk about local stuff, they stuck to local stuff.
Yeah.
But now, you can't even DX on radio stations anymore because they're all pretty much, when they switch formats, you can pretty much count on what the formats are going to be.
Yeah, well, I bet they keep playing Michael Jackson. It'd be kind of hard to have an 80s radio station without Michael Jackson, you know?
Yeah, it sure would.
Well, the only part of the problem is this, too, Rob, is that when you have a lot of radio stations, for example, let's just take the morning show on Z100, WHCZ, Elvis Duran in the morning. He's on stations all over the country. How local can you be to New York City, in New Jersey, when it is, and when you're doing a show that's syndicated all over the place? Same thing with Delilah.
That's true.
Like, you have Delilah. That's a show that's produced, and Sean knows about it. I know about it because they have a different version of that show for different formats. But what's the big difference? She does the same thing on all the shows. And the only big difference is she had different drop-ins for the radio stations. And depending on what format you have, different songs, correct?
That's exactly.
Exactly correct.
Same thing with John Tesh. John Tesh did the same thing.
Intelligence for Your Life, yes. So, I mean, that's the problem. Is it a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. I mean, yes. If... I totally agree with Mike in Miami, out in Ventura. He's right. I mean, yes, in reality, he's right about what radio is and what radio is not today. But unfortunately, you're lucky that people remember to listen to radio. If I could sit there and I could talk to my daughter, my daughter's almost 12 years old, she wouldn't know radio from a hole in the head. What does she do? She gets on her phone and she looks at music videos on YouTube all day long. And she doesn't
watch. And they listen to podcasts. Like we talked about earlier, they listen to podcasts. They don't listen to radio shows. That's the big.
That's exactly the truth. They don't. You know, I went to the Fountain, for example. It was a nice Italian little restaurant. They have sandwiches and stuff like that. They didn't even have the jukebox going. There was background music. I think it was music choice from the cable company. And yet they have touch tunes, I think, or AMI bar, one of those things. But no one was even thinking about using the jukebox, which surprised me. You go into a restaurant. And no one was even using the jukebox. So we certainly have a big thing. Bill, you raised your hand. Go ahead, Bill, please.
Yeah, well, my opinion of the radio today, there's too many guys, and with all the networks feeding all over the United States or around the world, even with these stations, that they, like you say, they'll broadcast from California, and they're also broadcasting in New York City at the same time, which is not the same. But the trouble is, a lot of these main guys on the radio now are really, really egotistical. I mean, they think they're the greatest hot shot in the world, and they don't know their, some of them I don't think know their mother A from the hole in the ground.
Well, really, a lot of them have always been incredible.
You know, there's no talent to them. I mean, I listen to some of these guys like on talk radio on WLS in Chicago. I forgot Mancow and those guys that come on. I mean, they're the most stupidest people I ever heard in my life. They just rattle on and on and on and on and on and really don't say anything.
You know,
it's just like the guy you just had on. I mean, he just kept rattling on, wasn't saying anything.
Well, and you know what, Bill? The problem is, and as right as you are, and unfortunately, that's the way it is today. But the good people in radio are the people who, even if they have a big ego, who don't tell you that how good they are, who don't sit like. And there are plenty of people in radio who are like this. They don't have to sit there and tell you how good they are. They know they're good. Everyone else knows they're good. They don't have to keep talking about it. And that makes the good radio announcer. That's what I would say.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. You know, radio is going to change, and it's going to change even more and more and more. And 20 years from now, well, not even 20 years, I would say 10 years from now, Bill and I, we've been talking about this, Bill Sparks and I, and we've talked about it, and we've talked about it on the podcast. What you know today in radio is not going to be 20 years from now. If 20 years from now, who knows if there will be a radio as we know it? Everything will be texted to you. Maybe the radio will be built in your head, and you'll have a computer that you'll wear. I mean, radio is not going to be what it is today, and we already know this. And people are trying to make as much money as they can out of it, because 20 or 30 years from now, who knows what's going to happen? There's certainly no way that I could predict what's going to happen. There's no way that you could predict what's going to happen. But Bill, you know, your radio is a lot different. You're a bit older than I am, and you've seen radio in its good days, and now you're seeing radio in what many people perceive as being its bad days. I don't know if that's really the case, but that's what's perceived. So, Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you because it's almost time to wrap things up, and we've got another air check to go from Washington.
Right, and we'll work those in. We just want to get a couple. Perry, do we have a couple quick comments?
We had one from Jamie, and that's the only one.
Okay, we'll do that real quick, and then we'll go in and thank everybody for listening. Go ahead, Jamie.
All right. You know, now I'm a lot younger than most one here. You know, I'm a young buck, as they say. I've got a smartphone, and I have Alexa here next to me, but I always have a radio because as good as our smartphones and Alexa devices are, the internet goes out, that smartphone becomes a brick. That Alexa becomes a brick. And radio has a simplicity of only requiring a $10 or $20 or $30 receiver, as opposed to what works even if your internet connection goes away. So until they can find a way to make devices where you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi or cellular data, you're still going to need a radio, because the radio is going to work even if your internet doesn't. We use internet service here occasionally where I live at all the time, and the radio still works. Everything functions just as it should. When Hurricane Irma hit back in 2017 or somewhere down there, we were without power for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. But my portable radio, it still works. So, but people have this mentality now. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't need a radio. I have my phone.
Thank you, Jamie. We're right up against it. We're going to have to go and play the Jeff's Laugh segment. Thank everybody for listening. Go to the website, check out our podcast, and we will have Sean's going to be doing a little promo and promoting all of this good stuff for us. So thank you for listening. Thank you, panel.
This week, we're going to listen to a radio station that Cumulus Media is selling to the Educational Media Foundation, EMF Broadcasting, which operates the Air One and K-Love Christian formats. This week, we're traveling to Washington, D.C., and we're going to listen to radio station WRQX-FM from 1980. And the announcer we're going to hear is Dave Thompson. Dave Thompson came to WRQX after working at radio station WXLO-FM in New York City, 99X, for a number of years. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy this air check of radio station WRQX on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Supertramp from the greatest album last year in 1979, of course, at Q107, Dave Thompson at 10:50. Tony Kern tonight at 9 o'clock, commercial free for an entire hour. Your Q, okay, Q weather. Partly cloudy, windy today with a high of 53. It'll be less windy and fair tonight with a low of 33. And finally, a nice day when they say mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high of about 56 or so. In D.C. now it's 41 at Q.
Come on, come in, it's a special occasion.
economy celebration. There's money where the mileage is, and there's mileage news at Ford.
Ford's Fuel Economy Celebration is going on right now. Make your best deal on a new 1980 Thunderbird, and Ford will send you a check for $500 or $300 on a new 1980 Fairmont. It's Ford's way of celebrating great mileage with great deals. Mileage like Fairmont's 23 EPA estimated MPG and Thunderbird's 18 EPA estimated MPG. Those figures are for comparison. Your mileage may differ. California mileage will be lower. Act now. This offer is good only at your Ford dealer when you take delivery between February 11th and March 22nd. Ford's Fuel Economy Celebration is putting money where the mileage is.
Get high mileage cars and great rebates just around the corner at your Ford dealer.
Working 40 stories high, you gotta have some rules. At work, I just don't compromise, so I use the best tools. Tools I know will last, tools proven in the past. Nothing else will do. Levi's blue jeans, one of my best tools. My Levi's fit my body, my hammer fits my hand. Working or just playing, it's comfort I demand. Levi's, they're strong and tough, a value for the buck. I trust them like I trust my tools. Levi's blue jeans, nothing else will do. Levi's blue jeans, one of my best tools.
You may never hear anyone discuss tampons, but when we asked a group of women who buy Rely tampons regularly to rate Rely on a scale of 1 to 10, we were so impressed with their comments, we thought you'd want to hear them.
1 to 10, I would put Rely on 10.
I would rate the Rely tampon 10, and I have told many people about Rely. Rely is such a wonderful product.
I like the comfort of it.
Rely, I'm sold on it. I think it's great.
Check out this remarkable new tampon and rate it yourself. Remember, they named it Rely from Procter & Gamble.
Well, welcome to Linda Ronstadt to town, a week hence, however. Linda Ronstadt featured in the movie FM, along with Jimmy Buffett and Steely Dan and all that music, and of course starring Martin Mull and Alex Karras. It's called FM. It's next Friday and Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to go, you can go right now if you call her 10. You got two passes at 432-1073 or Q107.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean. I am in love with you.
Q107 all in one breath. Here we go. Debbie Chapman of Bowling Air Force Base is the winner. She's the right caller and wins a pair of passes to see Martin Mill, Alex Karras, and who couldn't do it, Linda Ronstadt, Jimmy Buffett, and the midnight showing of FM featuring music of Billy Joel, Steely Dan, Eagles, and more, furnished by AMC Theaters. Uncute, here's Tom Petty.
We get some people knowing we don't talk too much about it.
WRQX Washington, Q107.
Linda, the Texas Chainsaw Rocker, Q107 with Dave Thompson. Of course, you know, this is first weekend of spring. It just happened several days ago. I think it was Thursday morning at 6-something. Anyway, since it is that first weekend when the birdies come out and everything turns green and all that, we're celebrating with something special of our own that's green. It's $1,000. When you happen to hear Hey Jude, which will happen sometime between now and midnight, I just can't tell you when, but when it does, you be caller 107, you got a grand in cash in your pocket for free from Q.
You always get your way
at Arsman Chevrolet. We're the number one dealer with the number one deal on brand new Chevys. Get behind the wheel. You get service, selection, and credit while you wait. Come down to Arsman and drive one home today. Oh, you always get your way at Arsman Chevrolet.
Arsman Chevrolet is Monza headquarters with 280 Monzas in stock or on order, so you can be sure to find your Monza equipped your way with outstanding gas mileage and Arsman priced from $4,099. Now's Monza time for you, because you always get your way at Arsman Chevrolet.
You always get your way at Arsman.
Chevrolet. Oarsman Chevrolet, 4400 Branch Avenue, Marlow Heights, Maryland. Call 423-4000.
Hey, you over there. We're talking to you. Hey, over there. We've got good news to share.
It's a fact. Vitamin C and the essential B-complex vitamins are rapidly used up by our bodies and have to be replaced frequently. That's because they're water-soluble. A good way to replace them is to take one All-B C800 tablet every day. It's a special high-potency formula containing 800 milligrams of vitamin C, plus generous amounts of B-complex vitamins. And All-B C800 also provides 45 international units of vitamin E, the recommended daily allowance. Get one All-B C800 and All-B C800 Plus Iron at your nearby Drug Fair pharmacy now. Read and follow label directions.
It's about time you discovered. Time you discovered. Discover how we're changing at Drug Fair.
Now, if I said, here are the Beatles at Q107, you suppose I'd play Hey Jude, do you, huh?
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
I count the times we've played Hey Jude for you, and every time we do something exciting seems to happen. This time we went to the telephone, and it happened again, this time to Steve and Arlene Roos of Arlington, and this is how it did. 107, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
107?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, how you doing?
You know, I just noticed I was hearing the birds singing outside, and the trees are all getting green and everything.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, isn't that nice? It's all getting the springtime, you know?
Hey, can you hold on for a second?
Spring, wait a minute. Hold on. What's your name?
Steve Ruth.
You call number 107. You won $1,000.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
What, who are you talking to? Somebody else there?
I think I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to my wife and my friend from California.
Well, bring your wife over, and I'll give you 10 seconds to get your wife on the phone.
Okay.
Well, we just got a $1,000 winner. Q107 plays Hey Jude, goes for call number 107, and look who we got on the phone. Hey, you there?
You're kidding.
No, you won. What's your name?
I'm Arlene Roos.
Well, I'm real happy for you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
What's the remarkable radio station? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, name the remarkable radio station.
107.
Hey, thanks for having it on the queue.
Thank you.
It's money and rock and roll, too. Q107 gives it away again. Here's Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Less commercials, more music. Q107.
I wish you all could win. Q107, Dave Thompson, 1118. One lucky person did. Actually, it's two. Steve and his wife, Arlene Roos of Arlington, who called in to pick it off. $1,000 cash into playing a Hey Jude. Happy springtime to y'all from Q. Here's Toto. Aging too, you know? Toto, hold the line. Q107 with Dave Thompson, 1122. And the best of Zeppelin is tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Songs from Into the Outdoor, Physical Graffiti, Led Zepp 2, and more at 10 with Scott Kenyon tomorrow night on your Q.
Attention, Washington. Get ready for your rendezvous with rock and roll at Penguin Feather. The time is now. The mood is right to wake up your ears and get ready for your rendezvous with rock and roll at Penguin Feather, Northern Virginia's largest chain of record stores. Penguin Feather has all the music to keep pace with your hectic lifestyle. They have a staff that's ready 7 days a week from 10 to 10 to help you with the hits or explore some of the music you haven't even heard on the radio yet. And their music's all at discount prices. Imports, budget, and used LPs are priced as low as $2.99 to protect your pocket and give you the most for your entertainment dollar. Need any blank tape? Penguin Feather is the place to go for all top quality brands at 30% off manufacturer's list. Maxell, TDK, Memorex. It's all at Penguin Feather, where checks and major credit cards are always welcome with no minimum purchase required. So discover a new dimension in music and get ready for your rendezvous with rock and roll.
Bob Seger, an amazing $4.79, Saturday only at Penguin Feather.
What a feeling to own a Toyota. What a feeling to own a Toyota.
feeling, value and style. Oh, what a feeling, mile after mile. Oh, what a feeling to drive Toyota, Toyota. Oh, what a feeling.
Growing up to an easy tune, my mind. How things have changed.
Marine Corps training can give you skills that will pay off for the rest of your life. See a Marine recruiter. Maybe you can be one of us. The few, the proud, the Marines.
I've got my dream. I made the team.
I'm proud to become a Marine.
Sponsored by U.S. Marine Corps.
Yeah, I had an inkling of that. Weather partly cloudy, windy today with a high of 53. Less windy, fair tonight with a low of 33 and a nice Sunday. Mostly sunny and a high of 56 tomorrow. Now in Washington, it's 41 at Q107 with the right Reverend Rupert. And our morning hymn. Thank you. Say Halidon.
Over by the window.
Robert Holmes, that's him. Dave Thompson, that's me. Styx, these are them at Q107.
Lights are low, and we're alone.
Good time, rock and roll. Q107.
There you go. A trip back in time to March 22nd, 1980, as we turned back the virtual time machine and listened to radio station WRQX-FM and their radio announcer, Dave Thompson. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or call our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595, that's 800-693-0595, and then option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.